A thunderstorm had just passed through Unionville, Missouri on the night of May 22, 1962. But as Ron Cook went to sleep that night, he heard something in the darkness. It had been a lingering storm, yet it sounded a bit different than a thunderclap. That noise, and a story that lives on half a century later, is today's edition of The American Countryside. On the Farming the Countryside podcast, we're talking about ideas for rural and agricultural America. In episode 27, it's Hay No More, Feeding Cattle Without Haying.
I think there's a lot of opportunity to intensify the management of your forage.
In episode 32, meet farmer Marion Calmer on proven ways to get more profit from crop acres.
The yield advantage was there to go to narrow row corn. And so then I invented the world's first 15-inch row corn head.
Get Farming the Countryside on the free AgriTalk app or your favorite podcast store. Farming the Countryside is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions.
Pivot BioProven is the first ever nitrogen-producing microbe that supplies nitrogen directly to the plant, helping maximize yield. Just ask Zach from Oklahoma.
The average was about a 5 to 6 bushel an acre benefit. Not only is that more money in my pocket, but it's less money I had to spend on fertilizer and wear and tear on my side dressing sprayer.
Pivot BioProven. Get what you paid for. The nitrogen that stays put, whether or not.
It was the evening of May 22nd, 1962.
Well, I was in bed myself about 9:30, and I heard something, and I thought, I don't know what that was, you know. It had been thundering and carrying on earlier, and I thought, yeah, no big deal, and just went to sleep.
But at 1:30 a.m., 17-year-old Ron Cook and his father were awoken by the sheriff. A commercial airliner had crashed, and he wanted their help to locate it. Soon, the two had stumbled upon the wreckage near their farm, the wreckage of Continental Flight 11, a Boeing 707 en route from Chicago to Kansas City.
The fuselage was just laying there in one big piece, kind of busted up, and the wings, and the tail section was gone, and you just look right in it.
The tail section was gone because it was later discovered one of the passengers had gone to the lavatory and blown up the jet using sticks of dynamite. He had recently taken out a life insurance policy and purchased another policy while at the airport in Chicago that night. He was facing charges for armed robbery and had been in financial straits with a young family. Soon, the National Guard was stationed around the country roads surrounding Ron's farm to keep onlookers away.
I know my mother went to town one day to get groceries and come back, and they wouldn't let her go home. She went back down and got the sheriff. They let her in then.
No one talked about the crash much over the next 50 years, until local residents built a memorial to honor those who had died in the crash. The names are etched in stone on that monument in front of the Putnam County Courthouse. It's a place families can come to remember loved ones. And Ron says he still sees relatives coming to Unionville from time to time.
Wasn't very long ago there was some people contacted us that hadn't been here before. They wanted to go out where the crash was, but the weather wasn't conducive to it at the time. We couldn't take them, but they said they'd be back again.
Traveling the Countryside in Unionville, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.